There was debate in Washington, D.C. on how non-governmental organizations shape the border and immigration situation. And U.S. Customs and Border Protection says illegal border crossings hit new record lows during the month of June. NTD correspondent Jason Blair reports.
On Capitol Hill, House reps debate the effect of non-government organizations on the border crisis during the previous administration. Chairman Michael Guest names three NGOs who receive 85 to 99% of their money from the federal government.
These three groups saw their combined revenue grow to an astonishing $2 billion plus dollars by 2022. I would argue that these groups had a vested interest in prolonging the crisis.
Ranking member Benny Johnson says that claims against the NGOs are, quote, scare tactics.
Public and so-called investigation and today's hearing are shameful abuses of congressional power to bully people for how they choose to exercise their religion and help their fellow man.
Witnesses were invited to testify. One witness said that during previous leadership, there were low vetting requirements to adopt an unaccompanied child who crossed the border illegally.
When I spoke with a retired Border Patrol agent, he had said that the requirements to adopt a dog that was about to be euthanized were higher than the standards and the documents that needed to be provided for an adult to sponsor a child.